For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California Governor Jerry Brown has toured areas of Northern California that were hit hard by the Camp wildfire.
This is so devastating that I don't really have the words to describe it. It looks like a war zone. It is. It's the devastation that only fires of this kind can bring about.
Brown was joined by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and toured the destroyed town of Paradise, where most of the fire victims were killed. The fire has torched around 135,000 acres, but lower winds and higher humidity has helped the firefighters gain some ground. CAL FIRE Director Ken Pimlott.
I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes. Right now we are focused on maintaining the pace and the battle rhythm of this firefight.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, has been arrested. He's accused of felony domestic violence by assaulting a woman. Security at his apartment said that Michael yelled, "She hit me first." According to law enforcement, he was trying to kick the woman out of his apartment when the domestic violence occurred. Avenatti has recently represented a woman who claimed sexual misconduct by Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The South has been hit hard with winter. Snow, sleet, and freezing temperatures hit Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Louisiana. People in the South have rarely seen this kind of weather this early in the year. Houston had snow flurries this year before Boston. The Northeast is now bracing for the storm to hit. Forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
Get up to Pennsylvania and New Jersey. It's a midday burst of snow. It's going to change over to a mix with rain involved. And overnight tomorrow, it's heavy rain. Friday morning, a little burst of snow as well. New York City, the same sort of thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Israel's defense minister has suddenly resigned his position. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman resigning in protest of the ceasefire reached with Gaza militants, a move that has shocked the Israeli political scene and seems likely to bring about early elections. Lieberman had demanded a far stronger Israeli response to the most intense round of rocket fire against Israel since a 50-day war in 2014, but apparently he was overruled by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the resignation delivering a major blow to Netanyahu's coalition government. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
E-cigarette manufacturers are making changes. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
In response to new Food and Drug Administration regulations coming out later this week, e-cigarette maker Juul announced a series of actions that they're taking to prevent young people from smoking the e-cigarettes. The company announced it will stop selling the flavored pods of mango, fruit, and cream and cucumber to more than 90,000 retail stores that carry them. Meredith Berkman is with an anti-vaping group. She wants a ban on flavors everywhere.
We just want them to ban the flavors because the evidence shows that flavors hook kids.
And as far as banning those four flavors, this store owner says,
mango is the top-selling flavor for Juul. That's going to probably bring down sales a bit.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.